There's an album that topped charts around the world in 2022. Max Richter's new Four Seasons, Vivaldi Recomposed, featuring Chinookay Orchestra with a stunning performance. And we're playing that for you for very good reason here this afternoon. You're with The Oasis here on the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore here on a Wednesday. Right now, our look at arts and culture. Direct from London's South Bank Center, Chinookay, the groundbreaking European orchestra of majority black and ethnically diverse musicians, makes its Kerner Hall debut with a program including Afro-British composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor, African-American composer Florence B. Price, and music from Canadian Stuart Goodyear, the pianist and composer Andrew Grams is your conductor. It's happening Saturday, March 18th at Kerner Hall in downtown Toronto, 8 p.m. start time. And that's just a week and a half away. The Chinookay Foundation was founded in 2015 by double bassist Chichi Nwanuku. And the idea was to provide a career opportunity for young black and ethnically diverse classical musicians in the UK and Europe. Better yet, championing change on classical music stages, visually and otherwise. The ensemble was very busy in 2022, releasing a number of chart-topping recordings, including Max Richter's new Four Seasons, which we just heard, a Bob Marley album working alongside the Reggae Legends Estate, and an album of Coleridge Taylor works. The Chinookay Voices Ensemble and Junior Orchestra were both launched last year, and Chinookay Records was launched in association with Decca Records. One of our celebrity guests last year on the show also got his start with Chinookay. That's superstar cellist Sheku Kanamason. Joining us this afternoon is Chichi Nwanuku, a commander of the British Empire, CBE, an honor very recently bestowed upon her. She wears many hats. A celebrated double bassist, a professor of historical studies at the Royal Academy of Music, also a fellow there. She's also a founding member of the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment and a former member of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Perhaps most importantly in her musical career, Chichi is the founder and artistic director of Chinookay Foundation. Chichi Nwanuku, it is a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for joining us here on The Oasis in Toronto.
Thank you, Mark, for such a wonderful introduction. It's a pleasure to meet you. It's a pleasure to be with you on your program.
So just quickly, before we get to this concert in Toronto and how you created this orchestra, the ceremony making you a commander of the British Empire, it just happened last weekend, a very special moment. Tell us a little bit about how it all came to be.
Well, yes, last Friday I had my investiture, and it was Princess Anne who invested me with my CBE, Commander of the British Empire, for services to music and diversity. And therefore, I really, truly think that this is a huge nod of endorsement for the work that Chinookay is doing and the impact that it's having in our classical music industry. It makes me feel that that door is ever able for me to not just push it open, but to hold it open,
right,
to bring through our diverse gathering of musicians. And also it's a nod to say that, you know, we really appreciate this work that you've done, and it has made an impact.
I love that idea of that progression that you're talking about, because it's so hard to even do what you've done thus far, right? To start an organization like this, to create this orchestra, to create this foundation, but then to say, what's next? Where do we see this going in the years to come? I think that's as important as just getting it established.
It really is. Never a truer word was said. But I mean, it's like being invited to do the BBC Proms for the first time. It's absolutely fantastic. But then to be invited back for a second time is even more important. And so what comes next?
A lot to talk about, but maybe this quote is a good place to start. I love this. Chinookay, not only an exciting idea, but a profoundly necessary one. The kind of idea which is so obvious that you wonder why it is not already in place. The kind of idea which could deepen and enrich classical music in the UK for generations. What a thrilling prospect. And that's from Sir Simon Rattle. And I guess it did seem like an obvious idea now that you've thought of it.
Thank you for saying that. Just the idea of an orchestra like this was something that people could not either get their heads round or accept the thought of it. And they just couldn't picture something like this existing. And, you know, having had a 35-year career already myself, I'd never experienced anything like this. And so I was stepping into this complete space of the unknown. I didn't know how we would be received. I didn't know whether our first concert in September 2015 would be our last concert.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people were incredibly supportive, but there were a few naysayers, and there still are. I think any good ideas or any new ideas that sort of shake things up a little bit, rock the boat a little bit, challenge a little bit, you know, there are always going to be people challenging this idea. And well, it's no longer an idea, it's reality now. We've been going for 7.5 years, and I can't believe where the time has gone and also what we've achieved in those 7.5 years.
Let's step back a little bit and look at those days where you started to dream this up. I mean, I have to think there weren't a whole lot of models for what you wanted to do. I'm kind of wondering where you looked to even dream this in the first place.
Yes. The organization that truly inspired me was about 15 years ago when I was invited over to the USA, to Detroit, to play with the Sphinx Orchestra. I'll never forget stepping into the room for the first time with all these African-American musicians and Latinx musicians. And that was really my very first experience. And I was so inspired. I was blown away. I could never have imagined anything like it. And about 8-9 years ago, they were in England, and the night before they set sail back to the USA and drove down to Southampton to meet them and have dinner before they got on their boat. And they were saying, come on, Chichi, you can do something like this. We believe that you could create something similar to the Sphinx. And I didn't know that I would be able to do such a thing. And then I had some encouragement from the then culture minister, Ed Vasey, who's now Lord Ed Vasey, when he called me into his office in Westminster to ask me why he only ever saw me regularly on the international concert platform. And what he meant was person of color.
Right. We're about to experience it here in Toronto, but in so many ways, it's hard to encapsulate the power of this, whether it be subtle or whether it be obvious. But seeing Chinike on stage really does create change for the classical music world. I mean, there's obviously what we're looking at, but then it's the reverberations through culture. It is the changing of the thinking. It is the changing of the imagination. It really is this tool of transformation. I mean, at least that's how I'm feeling about it right now, even though I've yet to experience it.
Absolutely. You know, I will never forget the audience that we walked on stage to for the very first concert, where they rose to their feet and were visibly weeping as we walked onto the stage. It was just, you know, we will never be able to replicate that.
If you are just joining us, Chichi Nwanoku is with us. She is the founder and artistic director of Chinike Foundation. Chinike Orchestra will perform alongside Canadian pianist and composer Stuart Goodyear at Kerner Hall March 18th. rcmusic.com to pick up your tickets. Don't miss it. Chichi, let's talk about 2022, Max Richter's new Four Seasons with Chinike, the Bob Marley album, the Coleridge Taylor release, a choir, a youth orchestra, a deal with Decca Records. It seemed like every other week I was talking about this foundation in one way or another. The Richter project was particularly interesting because it did garner such major attention around the world.
Well, yes. He said that he was going to be recording this amazing piece of music that he'd recorded before. He wanted to do it on gut strings. And I said, well, Chinike is not a gut string orchestra. There's plenty of gut string orchestras in London. He said, no, I don't want them. I want a modern orchestra. I'm going to go with Aurora. And I said, well, that's fantastic. That, you know, I'm one of their biggest fans. And then he said, well, we're going to, on day five, after we've recorded everything, we're going to film it. And he said, Aurora is all white. And I said, yes, I know.
What else is new? Yeah, right.
And then he said, this is just last year. And he said, well, I don't want it to look all white for the recording. And I'm thinking, oh, dear, Max, be careful. And then he said, you know, I've already had a word with them, and they'd be very happy to have three or four of your string players to join them for this production. And I said, would they now? That's nice. And would my three or four string players continue to play and belong to Aurora after this project with you? And he said, oh, well, no, it'll just be for the project with me. And so I said, well, we've fallen into that trap before, Max, where we've been invited by completely white orchestras to, you know, who've been told by up high that they've got to diversify. And so they've quickly phoned me up and asked me to give them three or four players. And at that point, I used to think, well, it's money in the pockets for some of the Chinique musicians. So, and it could be a great experience for them to go and, you know, work with one of the top orchestras of the country. And then those players have come back and said, Chichi, thanks for putting me forward, but I'm not going to do that again, because I was made to feel by the people sitting next to me that I was just a tick box, and I was not particularly made to feel that welcome. And in a way, we all understand, because the people in those jobs, they've done auditions and trials to get those jobs. And of course, it makes people feel very threatened when suddenly a black person lands on the seat next to them, having not done an audition, not done a trial. And this is a very dangerous ground for us, because it can set people against us, as you can well imagine that.
Yeah.
And so I said to Max, you know, much as I really appreciate you thinking about us because you know we can do it, we are not window dressing for your film, you know. And so therefore I have learned to walk away from invitations like this. I've learned to say no, because they actually don't get us anywhere. We want to be taken at full face value. We want the opportunity to show you that we can do the job. Less than 24 hours later, the phone rang and it was Max again. And he said, Chichi, what you said to me yesterday, it gave me so much food for thought, and I felt almost embarrassed to even ask you to do what I asked you to do yesterday. And I've decided to give the whole project to Chinique. And it was absolutely amazing. We all had an incredible time. And it's funny, because on day two of the actual recording, the audio, he came up to me in one of the coffee breaks and said, Chichi, I'm just blown away by the talent here. And I said, Max, as I tried to say before, it's not about a lack of talent. It's about a lack of opportunity. And now that we've got the opportunity, you will now see what talent there is amongst us.
Let me ask you just a little bit about repertoire, because on March 18th, 8 p.m. at the wonderful jewel of music we call Kerner Hall within the Royal Conservatory here in Toronto, Coleridge Taylor, Florence Price, and Stuart Goodyear. And I would think this is repertoire Chinique is very familiar with at this point, because there is a focus on composers with African heritage, for example. Talk about what you're doing on stage and with the repertoire.
Absolutely. When I was in that year in the build-ups to the first Chinique concert, every single day I thought about, what is Chinique? What will we be? What will we mean? Why am I trying to do this? And I realized that I was not interested in just walking onto the stage with beautiful musicians of color, and then everything else was white and not representative.
Right.
I had to address every single angle of the industry, and which included the music we play. And so we opened with the Ballade in A Minor by Samuel Coleridge Taylor. Not a single player had ever learned about Coleridge Taylor or ever played a single note of Coleridge Taylor. And there we were rehearsing a couple of miles away from where Coleridge Taylor grew up. Mm. It was sad, it was exciting, it was shocking, it was exhilarating. It was so many emotions and feelings all at once. And goodness me, I'll never forget the very first day when we all turned up in that hall to rehearse, looking at each other, looking at taking out their classical instruments as if it was normal, things that none of us had experienced before. And then finally, when we all sat down to start the rehearsal, for the first time in most of our lives, all we had to think about was the music, because everybody belonged. Nobody was the odd one out.
Founder and artistic director of Chinique Foundation, Chichi Nwan-Oku, just an absolute pleasure. Thank you for taking some time out of your day in London, England today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, and we can't wait to be with you in person.
Chiniki Orchestra will perform alongside Canadian pianist and composer Stuart Goodyear at Kerner Hall on March 18th. That's a Saturday, 8 p.m., rcmusic.com to pick up those tickets. This is from the Samuel Coleridge Taylor recording put out in 2022 and a composer that will be featured as part of the Toronto concert. Let's listen, Chiniki Orchestra.